morning. Thank you for taking time to tune us in this morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning. And Sunday morning, time to get up and get ready to go to church and be in the house of God today. Be in your place in the house of God, and you'll receive a blessing this day if you will do that. And then, of course, you will encourage others as they see you filling your place in the house of God. So we invite you to come to be with us here at the Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor here in Tryon, Georgia. We'd love to have you come today, be in Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock, and then worship at 10:45, and then back at 5 o'clock in the evening time for the Sunday night service, and then prayer meeting on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And so we urge you to come throughout the week, and even today, be in the house of God. This morning, find your place. If you have, excuse me, if you have a good Bible-believing church, you be there and back up the man of God as he preaches to you the Word of God, and worship in spirit and in truth, and obeying the Lord. It's good to be saved this morning. On a Sunday morning, thank God for the Lord's Day. David said it well. When David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Amen. That's a good place to go on Sunday morning. Oh, I know our living in a world today say, well, you don't have to go to church. You can just tune it in somewhere. No, the Bible plainly said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, even so much the more. As you see the day approaching, seem like folk got it backwards today. See, the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, folks want to serve the Lord less and go to church less and could care less about their worship. But I'm telling you, it's our duty, it's our privilege, our joy to have a place to go to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. I want to send it out this morning to the shut-ins, so it's not able to get out to be in the house of God today. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart this morning. Be an uplift to you and encouragement to you today. And then those especially that are not saved, I urge you to listen. I urge you to respond. I urge you to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said he would save you if you'd call upon him and ask him to do that. So it's a real joy to be able to say that this morning. And so we urge you to come to be with us today. I want to pray for your needs this morning. A lot of you got unspoken needs in your heart. We know that you are burdened about those things, and we want to pray with you and for you this morning as you look to the Lord yourself for the needs that you have today. Amen. So you pray with us this morning. Fathers, we bow in your presence. We want to thank you for the Lord Jesus. We want to thank you for grace. Thank you for faith. Thank you for help in the time of need. Thank you for the Lord Jesus, for the blood that we shed on Calvary, that we might have this life we have today. Thank you for the resurrection from the dead by the Savior, seated at the right hand of the Father today. Thank you for all of that. I pray you bless every need in Radio Land this morning. You know the need there of those that are listening. And I pray, God, you'd intervene in their lives this morning. Pray, God, you touch every heart, every need, so convict the sinner, bring them to the Savior before it's too late in these last days. Have your will, have your way. Bless the songs now as we have songs for the glory of God. We'll bless you and praise you and love you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs now. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today as we listen to the song this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to your heart today. You listen as they sing.
Sometimes grow weary, and so often
Trust enjoyed the singing this morning. And take a Bible and turn to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. We've been trying to preach on faith for a number of weeks here on the broadcast. And I tell you, I feel so unworthy and so small when you begin to look at these men of faith in the Bible. And I praise God for their faith in the Lord. And we're going to come to the conclusion now of Hebrews chapter 13. We've got down to this part of it. And we're going to begin reading about verse 18 when Paul said, I believe it was Paul was writing to the Hebrews. I believe it was, but we don't have any concrete evidence of that except by his writings here sound just like him. But pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have not written a letter unto you in a few words. For you know that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he comes shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you and all the saints. They of Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen. Paul writing here, I believe it, Paul. We'll just leave it at that. And I want you to look at faith's conclusion here in this, or faith's goal. There's a goal for to have our faith in God. He's got a goal in mind for us. He's got a conclusion that we come to in our Christian life as a child of God. And eventually we're going to end this life. We're going home to be with him. And in that day, there'll be a wonderful day when we get to see the Lord. Amen. So, but faith's conclusion is found here in these verses that we're reading you here in these verses this morning. First of all, you'll find that faith's conclusion is that you'll have a desire for prayer. A desire for prayer. That's what faith's conclusion brings in our life today, a desire for prayer. Paul said this, pray for us. Amen. Pray for us. How many times have we said that? How many dozens and hundreds and thousands of times have we said that in our Christian life? Pray for us. We've always feel a need for prayer. An inadequacy in our life brings it to the forefront in our hearts and lives, a need for prayer to somebody to pray for us. Now, I know we pray for ourselves, and we do, and we ought to, but I'm telling you, pray for us. Paul said he was a great prayer warrior. Paul was a great man of God that God had used for his glory, and Paul had a need for prayer in his life. Pray for us. Now, did Paul do what he wanted them to do? Yes, he did. He prayed for them. He let them know many times. In the scriptures, we find that he said, I'm praying for you. And so we're to pray for each other. The conclusion of our faith is that we have a need for prayer. We feel the inadequacy of our lives day by day when we falter and we fail and we fall short of the glory of God and we have to crawl up to the cross again and ask forgiveness for our failures and our shortcomings in our lives. How to wash our feet daily, how to get that daily cleansing from the contamination of everyday living in this old sinful world that we're living in today. I don't have to tell you that this world is a sinful place. I don't have to tell you that just going through this life, it contaminates us as children of God. It doesn't make us lost again, but I'm telling you, it has some influence on our lives day by day to listen to and to hear the thing and see the things that we're seeing, which are filthy and unregenerate and degrading to a child of God. So we've got to live close to God. And the goal is that we constantly have a need for prayer in our lives today. That's what faith brings about in your life is a desire for prayer. And so we find that he talked about that desire for prayer. Then he talked about a good conscience there in the second part of verse 18. He said, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things. We have a good conscience. And Paul said it's very important we have a good conscience, you know, because that conscience will let you know when you're doing wrong. Amen. And it'll gnaw away at you. But he said, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things. Amen. Now, why did he say that? He said, willing to live honestly. We're willing to live honestly. I mean, there's a desire to have a life of honesty. and that you live in a life of honesty and a life as a prayer life as a child of God, you'll have a good conscience. Amen. And you'll not have to go to bed at night afraid that God will deal with you during the night. Amen. And but there's a desire to live for Him and a desire to live a life of honesty before your neighbors, before your friends, and before your family. That's what faith produces in our life, is a life of honesty when we live by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said that without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And so we got to live by faith, and that produces a life of honesty and brings about a good conscience in our hearts and lives, and let us live honestly before others. Amen. And so there's that, and I want somebody to pray for us. And so that's a constant desire as a child of God. Then we find not only that, but you notice now and verses 19, we find faith's fellowship. Amen. Faith's fellowship. What does faith do? Well, it puts you in touch with some more people of like faith. Amen. That's what church is all about. That's the reason we go to the house of God. That's the reason we fellowship with our brethren. Amen. Look what he said there in verse 19. He said, but I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. I want to be restored to you the sooner. And so that's a faith's fellowship. The fellowship of faith and love for the brethren. He said we're to love the brethren, those that are saved by the grace of God. Paul had a desire to be restored to them very soon. He wanted to be with those of like faith. He wanted to get together with those that believed like he believed. Amen. He wanted to fellowship with them in this life and get strength from them and feel their prayers for him. And he prayed for them. And so that's a goal for faith, is to bring us together in love one for another. Amen. And we're to have the love for the brethren, loving those that have like-minded faith, and be appreciative of a time of fellowship, assembling ourselves together as a manner some is, even so much the more as we see the day approaching. Get in the house of God. Get in the house of God. Be there where God's people are of like faith and believing and praying and fellowshipping and singing His praises and worshiping Him in spirit and in truth and preaching the Word of God, singing the songs of Zion, encouraging our hearts and being lifted up for the glory of God. We've got to have that today, a life of faith's fellowship. Faith has got a fellowship with each other. Thank God. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Amen. We agree about the blood. We agree about the second coming. We agree about a life of godliness and a life of honesty before others around us and before the Lord God Almighty. And so we don't walk honestly as in the daytime. Amen. Have not like the nighttime sneaking around. But I tell you, faith's fellowship is there in verse 19. And so what's the goal of all of this? Well, there's a goal that God has got for us. And because of our faith, have we got that fellowship together? We've got a good conscience. We're living honestly before the Lord, and not in a pharisaical way, but humbly before God, thanking God for redeeming us by His grace and just letting us be called a child of God and have a Savior that we can worship, have a Savior that we can praise, and brother, have somebody we can pray to and somebody that answers our prayers and somebody that lets us seek His face in matters of life and find His will and to do His will. Amen. He's talking about that in the very next verse. He talked about now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep. Praise God for that. Listen, that's him this morning, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, and through the blood of the everlasting covenant. There's something eternal about faith, and because it's made with an everlasting covenant through the permanent blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, through redemption by grace, through faith, and there'll be a child of God God. And brother, we have that maturity. He's bringing us to a state of maturity in our lives today. And what does he talk about in verse 21? Let's look at this for just a few minutes we have left this morning. And make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Amen. That's faith's maturity. Working to do his will. Not our will, but his will be done. He said that to the Father. Not my will, but thine be done. And so we're to say that also. And not ours, but the Lord's will be done in our life. That's maturity. Amen. That's not wanting to do it our way and the stumbling about trying to do it our way, but doing it his way, seeking his will, and make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And God's looking on in our lives. He's watching our lives every day, and we're to seek to please him in everything that we do. That's faith's maturity. That brings us to a place of maturity in our faith, serving God, doing his will. Amen. And he said that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. How we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. It's all through Christ today. That's what faith's maturity is all about. Getting us to trust the Lord Jesus and, brother, mature in him and be mature in his sight today. And through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory and forever and ever. Amen. I'm telling you, give him constant glory. Every day, you can't boast in what you've done today for the cause of Christ. You can do it because of Jesus. It's all because of him. Were it not for him, we'd not even be able to get on our face before God and approach a throne of grace. But because Jesus, brother, made it possible for us to go directly to the throne room through his precious blood, brother, I'm telling you, we can give him the glory and the praise for all of it. It's so maturity of our faith. And I beseech you, he said, to him be glory forever. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation. For I have written a letter unto you in a few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom if he came shortly, I will see you. And he said, I want to see you. And if Timothy comes, I'm coming with him. Praise God. He says, salute all them that have the rule over you. In other words, a life of maturity. Living in faith, a faith's maturity, it, brother, is getting you to subject yourselves to those that's got the rule over you. Subject yourself to that pastoral authority that God puts over us, and brother, and within the realms of the church. It all works within the church. That's the reason he instituted the church, the house of God, and the pastor, the teachers, and the deacons, and all the maturity of that faith, a subjection ourselves. And then he said, not only that, but he said, and all the saints, and amen, all the saints, every saved person, every born-again believer, we've got something to worship together with. They salute you. And then he closed it out in verse 25. He said, grace be with you all. Amen. Grace be with you all. Why did he say that? Because it's by grace that we have what we have today. For by grace through faith are you saved, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, we got faith this morning, and that brings us to a state of maturity, and we can serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. God blesses our prayer until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.